We'll call the meeting to order at 1:32. Senators Hoffman, Phillips, and Mackey are present. Today we're going to hear CS for House Bill 471. Representative Ivan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for taking up the bill before us. I initially introduced the bill to allow the regional nonprofit associations to increase their number of board of commissioners in the regional native housing authorities from 5 up to 9. Recently, as we conducted the hearing on CRA on the House side, some of the native housing associations were not supportive of the bill, but they conducted their meeting and came out with this, with supporting it. But following, I guess they conduct another meeting, and I have two regional housing authorities. One is Association of Village Council Presidents in Lower Kuskokwim area. The other one, Bristol Bay Native Housing Association. The Association AVCP supported the bill, but the Bristol Bay Housing Authority had some reservations with that, with the bill that I had introduced. So, taking into that consideration, I will request that Section 2, which addresses the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners, be taken out at this time to give our folks an opportunity to really look into this new Federal Housing Authority law. There are some concerns that were voiced by President of AVCP, Myron Nanning, that some consultants probably can come into villages and talk to one or two or group of them and form their own housing associations, which could really create confusion out in that area. With that reservation, I would like to at least delay this a year or so and address it next year. And it was a hard decision for me, but I wanted to respect the Bristol Bay Housing Association for their reservation on this, and so that's what I'm requesting, that this committee consider that. The other part of the section is addressing a dissolved Native Village Corporation, mainly Niuhtoq. It's in Nelson Island, further north district than myself, but last several years we've had Native Village Corporations dissolve for not filing proper corporate paperwork with these, I guess, the Security Exchange Commission and the state corporate codes, and they fall out. Niuhtoq is one of those, and they're trying to negotiate a land exchange with, I believe, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and like to reincorporate again. And this bill would give them a window of about 6 months and give them opportunity to reincorporate back as a village corporation.
Okay. Thank you, Representative. Just for the information of the committee, I introduced the same exact bill as a committee bill here, but we were under the understanding that it would be fairly non-controversial with the housing authorities. The Section 2 Representative Ivan's talking about would just allow them to expand if they wanted to. It was an optional thing. There was Siri and one of my housing authorities in my region and others that are wanting to do that, but others are not, and so they're kind of split. And Ivan and I have been dealing with Representative Ivan and I have been dealing with this for the last month or so, and they're not able to get it together. So with the Section 2 coming out, it would simply just take care of the one deal of a dissolving and make it very simple then, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Chairman. And so far, all we know is this one village corporation that dissolved and need to reincorporate. As I stated earlier, there will be a window from effective date of this bill until December. Then it closes again.
Okay, thank you. We'll stand at ease for a second.
I've just got a bit.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Does anyone have any questions? Does everybody understand what he wants to do? Okay, Ashley, I think, did you want to offer some testimony?
Not if that part's going.
Okay. Not on yet.
you have any problems with honoring that? I've been dealing with the same problem. You're well aware of the problem we're both dealing with, and rather than do something that causes problems, I'm inclined to want to do what Representative Ivan wishes to do here.
Okay.
Can we have a CS in front of us, and what it did is just kind of clear up the language. If we could adopt the CS for a working document, and then if the committee wishes, we can entertain a motion to just delete that section. Okay, the CS, any objection? So the CRA CS has been adopted. In regards to section 2, it's been requested to delete that. What's the wish of the committee?
I move that we delete section 2. Okay. Number accordingly.
Is there objection?
Not really. Entire jurisdiction, so leave it up to you guys.
That's the House bill anyway, but why would we
talk? We're like a bird flying in a badminton contest here.
Okay, is there, with no objection, then section 2 is deleted. Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to apologize if I put the committee in any situation I wanted to. I had two housing authorities that I represent, and when brothers and sisters fight, I'm sure you appreciate and understand sometimes you have to.
Well, this, Representative Ivan, this is a relatively simple issue. Given them, through the interim to work it out themselves, it's something we could come back with beginning of next session and take care of real fast if we need to, if they can get it together, and we'll work with Siri and others to accomplish that.
Mr. Chairman, I would commit myself to help out in any way I can.
Okay. That's all I have. I'd like to move the bill.
Move the bill with individual recommendation.
Is there objection? Hearing none. Bill's moved. Anything else come before the committee? Hearing not, we're adjourned at 1:40.
Why do I feel like I'm a bird flying into a badminton?